Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Main Street Pub. I'm going to be the only one pulling up a stool here tonight. I just wanted to do a quick show. I got a couple listener questions. I have a couple pieces of news I want to get into. But first and foremost, I just wanted to do this show tonight to just give thanks. To give thanks for everybody that's helped me out this year on the show. To all the friends. I mean, Dennis, first and foremost, my partner. When the stool will always be sitting there for you, buddy. I just want to give thanks to you. I had a great year with you, my friend. We had so many great Disney times. So thanks, buddy, for pulling up a stool with me every day this year for the past 2 years. It's been a wonderful ride, and I hope we get to do it again, buddy. Also want to thank Bob Sycom from All in WDW for all your contributions. We had a great time doing the draft. And love all the Epcot food and wine. The more we can talk about food and wine, the better. Any kind of food. The restaurant reviews we're going to have coming up, I'm really looking forward to it. Mrs. All in WDW, I just want to say, keep your chin up, and we're over here praying for you. So hope everything works out. Also want to give thanks to Pat Giannetti. He's always our good friend on Twitter. My buddy John Peters, who sits in with me all, you know, he'll be sitting with me a lot more in the future, maybe even this weekend coming on. But I want to give thanks to him, Nicole, and Pease and Car, everybody online, our friends on Twitter. You guys all know who you are. I can't mention everybody, but I just want to give thanks for, I mean, all the friends that we do come across and on all the relationships that has come because of this podcast. I'm really thankful for that. And also, we've had some more reviews on iTunes lately. I want to thank DC Grave, Annie Armas, Beck 27727, Harold and Dawn, WDW Fan in Connecticut, and Disney Judy. And there's my English again. But thank you, guys. I know it's a pain in the butt to go over to iTunes. It isn't the easiest thing. I wish they would make it a little easier to do. But I just wanted to start this show off by thanking everybody that's become our friend to the show. And hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving and a wonderful holiday coming up. For the first piece of news, this will make my good buddy Dan happy. I hope all you guys have you heard that Epcot is going to be closing the Lumberjack show. I mean, I can't believe they're shutting this down. I mean, it was just so entertaining. You know, it made off-kilter bad. I mean, I don't want to see anybody lose their job, so I'm not ecstatic about it. I mean, they did try to put something else there, but yes, the Lumberjacks are going away. Actually, today was your last day to see them, or yesterday was the last day to see them. So if any of you guys missed the Lumberjacks, I feel bad for you, but you really didn't miss nothing. If you guys want to head over to Contemporary, next up is there's a Frozen-themed gingerbread house over there at the Contemporary Resort. It really looks cool. I mean, this is another one of the reasons to go roam around all the resorts. I mean, to see what every resort has its own Christmas individuality, and that's what I love about the holidays around Walt Disney World. So if you guys love Frozen or love gingerbread, head on over to the Frozen-themed gingerbread house at the Contemporary Resort. Next up, dun 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 dun. That's my impersonation of Star Wars, so that's as good as I get. But yeah, Monorail Black's is going to debut a new Star Wars logos all over the new monorail, so I'm really looking forward to it. It's Monorail Black debuts as new Star Wars The Force Awakens look earlier today, serving as a promo for the upcoming Star Wars movie. It's a little more subtle than what they did with the Tron and the Iron Man one, But it really looks cool, and I kind of like this. I love when they send out the different monorails. You know, just something else to geek on, something else to look forward to every time you come down. And Monorail Black really looks good with the Star Wars logos on it. Next up, Disney is continuing the rollout of the Made with the Magic line of products today by introducing them at Epcot. Priced at $25 each, guests can purchase Mickey Mouse ears, hat, Mickey Mouse ear hat, Mickey Mouse glove, Minnie Mouse headband, and Saucer of Mickey's wand. Each product will interact with the elements around World Showcase. Made with the Magic will be available from today at Mouse Gears, Gateway Gifts, Pin Central, and several carts around World Showcase. Made with the Magic was previously known as Glow with the Show, and is also available at the Magic Kingdom and Disney Hollywood Studios. Will interact with several nighttime spectaculars, and I think these are cool. I mean, they're a little pricey, but you know, that's what you're going to pay when you're at Walt Disney World. But I think it is pretty cool how they interact with all the festivities going on around them. So hey, check them out, guys. They're available now at Epcot. Next up is going to be rather lengthy. It's the full entertainment lineup and schedule for the 2015 holidays around the world at Epcot. Now, you know how much goes on around here. So, I mean, it's pretty interesting. I want to read everything that's scheduled for around World Showcase. So, all entertainment is included with regular park admission. Park hours are extended to 9:30 p.m. November 27th to November 18th, 2015. Then 10:30 p.m. from December 19th to December 30th. Performances take place daily from November 27th to December 30th, 2015. So check your daily park maps. You know, when you check in, grab the park schedules because they will have everything that's going on. So first thing up is Reflection on Earth with Peace on Earth finale, 9:30 p.m. from November 27th to December 18th, 2015. And then 10:30 p.m. from December 19th through, you know, Christmas Eve. American Music Machine. On Future Fountain Stage, a five-person a cappella group performs some of the holiday's most beloved songs, which that's really cool. It really makes it very festive up in the Future World. And these a cappella group, they will sing at 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. A joyful gospel celebration of the season, a unique blend of soulful expressiveness of gospel and inspirational music with the sounds of jazz, R&B, and urban music. 1:25 p.m., 2:25 p.m., 3:25 p.m., 4:25 p.m. at the Fountain Stage in Future World. One of my favorites, and everybody should see this at least once. Candlelight Processional. A joyous retelling of the Christmas story by a celebrity narrator, accompanied by a 50-piece orchestra and a glorious mass choir. 5 p.m., 6:45 p.m., 8:15 p.m. And, I mean, there's a whole list of celebrities. I will be reading them on a future show. Holiday Storytellers. Performances take place daily from November 27th through November 29th. And here they are. Canada. The Canadian Holiday Voyager. Explore holiday costumes from the various regions of Canada on a musical tour of Great White North. 12:25 p.m., 1:20 p.m., 2:15 p.m., 3:10 p.m., 4:25 p.m., and 6 p.m. That's really good. I've seen this show before. It's a really good time. And I love St. Nick and his flannel. United Kingdom, Father Christmas. Join Father Christmas as he rings in the season with traditions of the United Kingdom and good cheer. 1:05 p.m., 2 p.m., 2:55, 4:30, 5:40, 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30 p.m. So let's head over to France and hear a little Perrier Noël. Discover the magic of Perrier Noël, the joy of the season through Christmas letter from a child. 11:20 a.m., 11:55 a.m. So these guys actually start a little earlier. So you can get to see them all if you schedule right. 12:30 p.m., 1:20 p.m., 2:10 p.m., 3:40 p.m., 4:25 p.m., and 5:40. Morocco Holiday Entertainment. Take a journey through the seasons of holidays in Morocco, where celebrations are the spice of life. 12:45, 2:05, 2:50 p.m., 4:25, 5:35, 6:10, and 7:25 p.m. Japan, Daroma. Here is a fascinating story of Daroma Da and the Japanese customs of New Year. 12:55 p.m., 1:45, 2:25, 4, 4:45, 6:30, and 7:45 p.m. That's another really good show. They're all good, really. La Befana at Italy. Meet the kind-hearted witch who arrives on the eve of the infamy to grant gifts to good children. 1:40 p.m., 2:35, 3:30, 4:25, 6 p.m., 6:40 p.m., 7:15, and 8 p.m. is the last show. Germany, Helga. Listen as Helga tells the story of the first Christmas tree and the tale of her first nutcracker. 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 2:55, 3:55, 5:30, 6:05, 6:40, and 7:15 p.m. is the last show. Let's on head over to China with the Chinese Lion Dancers. They are good, very good. The colorful Chinese Lion Dance brings good fortune and happiness to all during the Lunar New Year and the Lantern Festival. 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 4, and 5 p.m. Check that show out. It's really, really good. Norway. Frozen. No, I'm kidding. But aren't you shocked that there isn't something going on Frozen for Christmas? Sigrid and Jerusalem. Enjoy the season of joy and fun with Sigrid and Jerusalem, the mischievous Christmas gnome. 2:15, 3:40, 4:30, 5:45, 6:30, 7:05, and 7:45 p.m. Let's head over to Mexico and see our friend Hilda at La Cava Tequila for some Christmas. Mariachis and dancers, celebrate Feliz Navidad and join the color of excitement of the music, dancers, and traditions of the holiday fiesta. It is fantastic. I love Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you... Oh, I'm sorry, guys. A Merry Christmas. But anyway, this show starts at 11:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 1:30 p.m., 2:30 p.m., 4 and 5 p.m. Enjoy it. American Adventures, Santa and Mrs. Claus. Now you're talking. Whisper your Christmas wishes in Santa's ear. Even Mrs. Claus will hear. 1:30, 3:30, 5:30, and 7:30. Oh, they got the lightest schedule over there in America. Everybody says we work more than everybody else. American Adventure Hanukkah. Discover the traditions of Hanukkah, the story of the brave Maccabees, and the miracle of the burning oil lamp. 11:30 a.m., 12:15 p.m., 1:45, 2:30, 3:15, 4, and 4:45. American Adventure Kwanzaa. Experience the spirit of Kwanzaa, a celebration of unity, creativity, and pride. 11:15 a.m., 12 p.m., 12:45, 1:30, 2:15, 3 p.m., 3:45, and 4:30 p.m. And this is the best for last, in my opinion. American Adventures, Voices of Liberty. Appearing in Dickens costumes, the Voices of Liberty a cappella group presents a special season's repertoire of holiday favorites. 11:45 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 1:15, 2:45, 3:30, and 4:15. I might have to stop in and see the Voices of Liberty a couple times if I was on my Christmas vacation. They are absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend everybody go see them. I mean, and doing the American Adventure with them, it's the icing on the cake. So I would really recommend trying to see as many of these Christmas specials that they have around Epcot's World Showcase as you can. I mean, they are awesome. Every country does a beautiful job, and head over to see them. You won't be disappointed. And last but not least, the Ganatry is going to open on December 15th at Disney Springs. I was trying to say at Downtown Disney. Sounded like that Daffy Duck. But no, owned and operated by Disney, the Ganatry isn't like your regular Disney candy store. Instead, it's all about custom-made ganache, a mixture of melted chocolate and cream. Think less sugar and more high-end chocolate. So another thing is opening up that really looks awesome at Downtown Disney and Disney Springs. I mean, things just keep opening up left and right. Next time I go down, I want to spend the entire trip there to catch up. But The candy really looks good here, guys, so December 15, head over and buy your sweetheart a box of chocolates. Well, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get into a couple listener questions. We had a bunch. I just grabbed a couple because I want to make this show short. The main reason for doing the show was just to thank everybody. But one of the friends of the show, Lauren, wrote me, and she said, "We're headed down February 6th to 13th, staying at Beach Club. First, what is the weather like during this time of year?" Now, I've said it on past shows, and you're going to have to bring warm clothes. I mean, there's something about it. You'll have one day where it could be 70, 75. The next day it could be in the 50s. February is a very, very, the weather fluctuates very much. I mean, I've said a few times on the show because we've been down there quite a bit in February. You will have frost in the car on some mornings. I would bring hoodies. I would bring sweatshirts. I mean, I even made my wife bring her cuddle duds a couple times when we went down in February because it does go down. It gets very cool at night. And if it rains, you're not wanting to go to the parks. I mean, me and the guys did on the last trip, but it's not for it's nice because it's something different to roam around. There's something different about roaming around the parks in a sweatshirt and a hoodie and sweatpants or jeans because usually I'm in shorts the entire trip. So yes, pack warm clothes, but I think you're really going to enjoy it because the one good thing is you're not winded by the heat. Like, you're not slowed down by all the heat of the day. You're a lot fresher. I mean, I was nonstop a few times in February, and the weather's like 65, and then at nights in the 40s or 50s, it isn't that normal heat that's tiring you out. So yes, you got to wear warm clothes, but and a lot of the water rides, the water parks are usually closed, so you're not going to do any of that. You're not going. You could possibly go in the pool, but I'd more say you'll get a lot more rides in because it isn't as crowded of a time. But with the warm weather, without the warm weather, you feel that you're go more. You're on the go a lot more. You're ready to go more. So, and then she also wrote, if you had the choice, really, because with her listening to the show, would you really choose to stay at Riverside over the Yacht and Beach Club? Because her favorite is the Beach Club. Lauren, yes, and it's just because it is home, me and Brenda. But we've stayed over at the Beach Club area. We love that whole area. There's nothing like roaming around the boardwalk. You know, roaming in the, I was going to say Spoodles. That goes to show you how long it's been. I miss Spoodles. That was a great restaurant. But roaming into ESPN Club. Then you got the Cape May Cafe. I mean, there's so many good restaurants, a boardwalk, bakery. I mean, I love that whole area, but you can't take the Riverside out of me. I just love that resort so much. I mean, I can't wait to get back down there. I mean, I could roam the property all week. That's how much I love it. So, yes, Lauren, I would take either one, but really it wouldn't be hard for me to choose Riverside over the Yacht and Beach Club. But thank you for your question, and have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Next up is Frank from Ohio. "Hello, guys. Great show. I am headed down for a solo trip for 4 days in January for work. No park tickets. Staying at the Swan and Dolphin." So, do you think I could entertain myself without buying park tickets? I was trying to shorten up. It was a very long email. But do you think, he's asking us, because he wrote it to me and Den's not here. But he wanted to know if he thinks he needs to buy park tickets, or can he entertain himself for the 4 days while he's there for work? It's a very tough one. For me, if I could afford the park tickets if I was there, I'd have to get them. But you really don't need them. I mean, you really could. And like I said earlier in this show, with all the stuff going on at Disney Springs, I mean, I really and truly, our next trip down, I think we're going to need a couple days. So, I mean, if you want to roam around, you can go to the bars. I mean, if you're solo, I mean, I'm not condoning alcohol. But go to the bars where you can strike up conversation so you're not eating alone. But, like, you could head over to the Wave at the Contemporary. You could head, I mean, like I just said, the ESPN Club has the bar and all. You got a bunch of areas around there. I mean, the Big River Brewing Company would be a nice place to grab lunch, head over. And there's many good places in the Swan and Dolphin. But, yes, you can go to Jock Lindsay's in downtown, head to Marimota. Maybe head over one night, do a little bowling at Splitsville, or catch a movie if you want at night. I mean, there's the options at Downtown Disney and Disney Springs are endless. And then, like I just talked about Riverside, you could go resort hopping. I mean, go, you know, head over to do the monorail loop one day. I mean, go over and go over to the Contemporary or Yacht and Beach Club. I mean, not Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, and take the monorail around the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian and check out all the bars and the restaurants in there and check out the resorts. So maybe on your next trip, you could be doing your homework for where you will want to stay. I mean, there's just so many options. Yes, if I could get a park ticket, I would choose. I mean, if you plan on going down again, if you're going to be taking the family down, maybe you get an annual pass. Because if you do 4 days this time and you're doing another week or 10 days with the family, I mean, it might pay you to go grab an annual pass. So this way, you could go to the parks. But to answer your question, yes, there's plenty of things to do at all the resorts that without having to go into the parks. I mean, I know I could spend a week there. I mean, in a way, it would kind of be good because it would force you to resort hop. I mean, I could geek out on that. I mean, I could spend hours in every single resort just roaming around, especially how big they are. I mean, drop me off at Port Orleans French Quarter and pick me up at the end of the day. I'd find something to do all day between walking back and forth between there and Riverside. So yes, Franklin, you can go without the park tickets, but if you're going to be going down again, like, and you can afford it, I would say buy an annual pass. So that's going to be it for this quick show, guys. I really appreciate you guys listening to us. I give thanks to all of you out there. Thank you so much for downloading the show and listening to it. I never thought that I would have the amount of people listening to the show that I do. So again, thank you guys. Everybody have a safe and blessed Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you guys real soon. Bye-bye. Well, that's going to be it, guys. The Main Street Pub is closed. I'm going to hop off my stool, pay my tab. Please head over to iTunes and leave me a review. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter at WDW Main Street. And please don't forget our fine sponsors. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. If you need me to book your next Disney World vacation, contact me at American Tourist Travel, 856-227-9200. And last but not least, our good friends over at David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Yacht Club, the Beach Club, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And go check us out over at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. Thank you and have a great week. Bye-bye.